On behalf of Bishop Kelly, the priests and sisters and seminarians, I would like to wish you all a very blessed and merry Christmas. Now the epistle appointed to be read for the Midnight Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to Titus, chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. At that time there went forth a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This first enrollment was made by Cyrenus, the governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass that when they were there, her days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him up in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were there in the same country shepherds watching and keeping the night watches over their flock. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the brightness of God shone round them. And they feared with a great fear, and the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, that shall be to all the people, for this day is born to you in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Words taken from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, 2,000 years ago, God the Father sent his only begotten Son into this world. And this wondrous event, the birth of Christ, split history and time in two, even as it was foretold by the prophets long before. For 700 years before the birth of Christ, the prophet Isaiah said, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel." The name Emmanuel means God with us. And in the Gospel for the Midnight Mass of Christmas, St. Luke records the fulfillment of this prophecy. "And it came to pass," he writes, "that when they were there," that is in Bethlehem, "her days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger." And thus was our Savior born of the Blessed Virgin Mary on that first Christmas night in a stable. According to St. Alphonsus, Our Lady herself revealed in a private revelation that it was the dispensation of God that neither I nor my son, she said, should find a lodging amongst men, that those souls who love Jesus might offer themselves as a lodging place for him. And thus, finding no shelter in Bethlehem, at that very late hour of the night, Saint Joseph led Our Lady outside the walls of the village. And as they walked along the plains that surrounded Bethlehem, seeking shelter, they came upon a grotto which was cut out of stone in the mountain under the city of Bethlehem. The side of the small mountain upon which Bethlehem lay had been hewn for a stable to house the animals that grazed on the grassy plains around the city. St. Alphonsus de Liguori says, when they came to this grotto, Mary said to Joseph, "There is no occasion to go any farther. Let us go into this cave and remain there." But St. Joseph wished to find a more suitable place for the Son of God and his most holy mother, as the stable would be cold. But Our Lady assured him, says St. Alphonsus, that this stable is indeed the royal palace in which the eternal Son of God desires to be born on earth. And no sooner had they entered the grotto than Joseph prepared a place for Our Lady in the midst of the animals. He laid down clean straw on the ground for her to rest, even as he prepared a manger to be the crib for the child soon to be born. By that time, a star of most unusual brilliance was shining high in the sky over Bethlehem. The time had come, and Joseph stepped away and then knelt in silent prayer. Listen now, my dear friends, how St. Alphonsus de Liguori describes the miraculous birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. "Behold," he writes, "Mary sees a great light. She feels in her heart a heavenly joy. She casts her eyes down, and what does she see? She sees an infant, so tender and beautiful, lying on the ground, that he fills her with love and joy. Even as he trembles and cries and stretches out his tiny little arms to embrace her." According to the revelations given to Saint Bridget, our divine Savior himself revealed to that great saint that at the moment of his birth, "I stretched forth," he said, "my arms to seek the warm and loving embrace of my mother." Mary prostrated herself upon the ground and adored him. And according to the same revelation, she revealed that after she had adored him, she immediately called for Saint Joseph. "Come, Joseph," I said, "come and see, for the Son of God is now born." Saint Joseph entered, and prostrating himself in adoration, he wept for joy. And then Our Lady reverently took the divine child into her arms and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, holding him close to her, warming him, as she told Saint Bridget, with all the joy and tenderness of a mother's love. It was soon after, as St. Luke tells us, that an angel appeared to certain shepherds watching their flocks to announce the birth of the Redeemer. Fear not, the angel said to them, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all the people. For this day is born to you a Savior who is Christ the Lord in the city of David. And this shall be a sign unto you, the angel said, you shall find the child wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. A multitude of angels then appeared to these poor shepherds, praising God and singing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. The shepherds immediately hastened to Bethlehem and found, as the angel had said, an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger with his blessed mother and Saint Joseph. They then proceeded to adore this infant whom Mary had laid in the manger. Saint Peter Damian tells us that the most blessed Virgin would have held him and not ceased to hold the Christ child in her arms and near her heart. But it was his will that he be laid in the manger, just as one day, so to speak, he would will to be fastened to the cross. My dear friends, the divine infant Jesus was born in a cold stable, being rejected by the world, in order that he might prepare a home for us in heaven. He lies before us in the stable in swaddling clothes, in order to restore to us the garment of sanctifying grace which had been lost in paradise. He comes in tears to our valley of tears, that one day we may share with him the joys of heaven. He has animals for his companions in the stable, that we may have the angels for our companions in heaven. He comes in the darkness of a cold winter's night, that we may live forever in the bright light and warmth of heavenly glory. He comes to die that we may live. Indeed, the divine infant of Bethlehem has come because he really and truly loves us. And he wants from us nothing else than to be loved by us. Just as he stretched forth his arms on that first Christmas night, seeking the warm and loving embrace of his most holy mother, so does he stretch forth his arms, as it were, and his sacred heart, to be embraced, to be held, and to be loved by us, by each and every one of us. His tiny little arms, my dear friends, are open this night to receive us in the manger, just as they will be open to receive us on the cross. Let us on this holy night resolve to give our good Jesus the love that he deserves, the love that he longs for. O all ye devout souls, St. Alphonsus de Liguori once said in a sermon for the Feast of Christmas, O all ye devout souls, the shepherds who came to visit the infant Savior in the stable of Bethlehem brought their gifts. You, St. Alphonsus de Liguori says, you must bring your gifts too. And what this great saint asks, will you bring to the Christ child this night? Listen to me, he says. The most acceptable present you can bring him is that of a contrite and most loving heart. Let us then, my dear friends, offer to our divine infant Savior this night our hearts. Our hearts full of love for him. May our most blessed and pure mother obtain for us the grace to love more than anyone or anything the divine infant of Bethlehem today, tomorrow, and forever. God bless you, and may you have a blessed and merry Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.